Yeah, kind of like the way a ham shack just starts to get more equipment as time goes on. You visit one ham fest and say, oh my, that's a good price on that. It ends up on your bench and other things. I just got myself a new handheld. And I'm striving to learn that. It's, I used to have a head for this 20 years ago. I mean, I could read a service manual inside of about 10 minutes. So I got to get my patience level back. So I got to use an FT5DR C4FM handheld because I want to play around with that digital mode. And it's, you know, it's pretty much a go-to handheld for that. So I'm going to got to figure out how to access that particular mode on one of the local repeaters here. Got to find out if it's even on or not. It's a little bit different than DMR. I've got a pretty good handle of DMR now relative to setting everything up and getting the talk groups in. Once you understand the concepts, it's really not that difficult. I'm finding it rather familiar and useful for programming and such, but I've still got some stuff to learn. There are a few concepts I've got to get in my brain relative to certain other talk groups and such like that. Relative to this particular system, though, I'm getting a lot of traction on it, probably more than some of the others, because I really don't do much on TGIF or Brandmeister or anything. Most of my DMR stuff is done on this network, which is very robust and very strong. So I'm very happy that the trustees are putting this out for her use.